Recorded Books and RB Digital present War Cry by Brian McClellan, narrated by Jonathan Todd Ross. The war began before I was born, and for as long as I can remember, someone had been telling us it's almost over. When I was a kid sitting in the factories, using my smaller hands to help put together the engine components of our bombers, the radio crackled peace talks half a world away in Venn. I can still recall the newspapers and their inky headlines when I was a teenager, promising us we were just months away from forcing the enemy's surrender. And now? Now it's their leaflets, dropped by the millions, coating every inch of our bombed-out cities and pitted wildernesses, telling us to give up because defeat is minutes away. On good days, we use the leaflets for toilet paper or to start our cook fires. On bad days, each of us silently considers the offers of amnesty, sees the desperation in the eyes of our friends, and tries to remember the faces of the people we're fighting for back home. It's early morning as Alette and I crouch over our tiny campfire, hands practically buried in the flames for warmth, while she coaxes the last bit of flavor from month-old coffee grounds. We shelter in the shade of a narrow canyon, cold but safe, and listen to the distant drone of enemy bombers heading toward Bava while the rest of the platoon gets some rest inside the caves we've called home for the last 6 months. Aletta takes her pewter pitcher off the fire and sniffs the contents, giving me a hopeful smile. "It'll be good today," she says. "Coffee hasn't been good for years," I want to respond. I bite my tongue. Aletta is 29, an old woman as far as the war is concerned, and widowed three times over. She can shoot better than anyone in the platoon, and sometimes her cooking actually has some zing to it. Unlike mine, mine's always shit. Aletta has earned a little respect. I keep my bitter comments to myself and listen to the distant bombers. I haven't heard the report of an explosion today, which means they're dropping leaflets again. Aletta can see my tilted head and cocks her own to listen. 9 days in a row, she says. No bombs, just paper. Think they're out of bombs? I ask. Aletta shrugs. We can hope. There's always hope, I echo, though I don't feel much. 9 days is a long time to go between bombings, especially when the enemy has the upper hand. I wonder what it means. Last month, the radio claimed that the enemy was out of some kind of chemical they used to make their explosives. Who knows? Whatever the cause of their leaflet campaign, I won't argue. I belong to a tiny platoon of rangers stationed in the Bavares High Plains. We protect a vast stretch of scrubland between Bava in the south and enemy territory in the north. There are 20 of us left. 18, maybe? It's been a while since I bothered to count. We have one radio with a broken antenna. From time to time, it spits out propaganda, news, coded messages. It goes in and out depending on whether the enemy has managed to bomb our radio towers in Bava faster than we can rebuild them. We have enough carbines to arm the platoon twice over, a few good rifles and one machine gun. We have ammunition from the last supply run. We have some fuel for our little one-seater, open cockpit fighter that the crew affectionately calls Benny. We even have a pilot and a runway, which, if the enemy propaganda is to be believed, may be the last functioning runway our side controls within 600 miles. Our mission is to harass the enemy, to keep them on their toes while the hats back in Bava try to work out a strategy to push them back. We are very good at our jobs. The hats are less so at theirs. My mind is wandering again, and it takes Aletta several moments to get my attention. "Tiato," she repeats, finally reaching across and tapping me on the shoulder. I come out of my reverie. "Eh? What are you thinking about?" "Bread," I lie, giving her a smile. "The kind of bread my mother used to make with the braided dough. Soft."